Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jemiah. How may I help you?
Hey, Jemiah. I'm calling in reference to a charge on my debit card for $19. Can you tell me what that is for?
I can. May I have your zip code, please, in order to further assist you?
Okay, I have my son with me on the line as well. Brandon, what's the zip code?
Of what?
The zip code for...
Of my card?
Ma'am, you want the zip code for my address? Is that what you mean?
It really would depend.
For the card.
I guess it would be the zip code where you would get something shipped to, like for your address.
Oh, 36088.
Okay. And your first and last name?
Brandon Burton.
B-E-R-T-I-N.
Yes, ma'am. And for verification of the account, may I please have you verify your shipping address?
1204 Scott Street, Apartment A.
Thank you. And is the number that you are contacting me on now a good number to call back if we were to be disconnected?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so it looks like the $19 charge stems from the original order with the digital and physical certificates that were placed on the 11th of December. The $19 charge is for an online firearms training portal. You might have recalled going in there to complete the initial training to get the certificates. You purchased the monthly membership to continue to go into that portal and watch the videos from those certified instructors and complete the handgun safety courses at your own pace.
Oh, yeah, no, see, I never did that, so that was where that's coming from. I never did the online certificate class thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I never paid for it. I was starting to, but I never did. That's why I was wondering where that order came from.
Okay, so...
Can we cancel that?
Mm-hmm, of course. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, because I never even took no course or anything. No, watch no videos and nothing.
Okay, I have closed the portal for you. You'll receive an email to brandonburton17@gmail.com that will just advise you that the portal is now closed for you.
Okay.
And will that be credited back? Will that be credited back to our account? The $19.
So they usually do have a strict no refund policy associated with that because the training portal has been open to him for the full month, which is why they billed. I can give you a partial refund of $9 if you're fine with that.
All right, is that the only amount, like, is that the only money that they took from our account?
Well, this is the... Yeah, they took it twice. They took it, you know, on the 11th of December and then today, well, the 29th.
Can you have that refunded, please? Because it should tell you how many times. I mean, if he ever went into the portal.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't even do it.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to place you on a brief hold to see about that. I'll give I'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm pulling on his street now.
Thank you for holding. My supervisor has approved for me to issue a full refund on the $19 charge that was taken out on the 29th of January. You'll see it back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.